maybe you want to go out to dinner and you say, well, okay, I'm going to go out to dinner tonight, but, you know, I've got a little extra money. I could go to a little nicer restaurant today. So I'm going to go somewhere where the meals cost $25. I'm going to have a meal tonight. I'm just going to really bless myself. And you spent that and you had to put it on your credit card because you didn't have enough to pay it. So now then, instead of spending $500 this week, you went out and blessed yourself and you spent $510. You think, oh, well, I'll catch up next week. And you know what happens? First thing you know, you got $1,000 on your credit card, then $2,000, then $5,000, and now then you're paying the interest and you're getting behind every month. And now then you're really in bad shape. You know how many people in America live like that? A great number of them. You know, if you owe any money on a credit card that you're paying high interest on, I suggest you stop spending. Pay off the credit card and get rid of that debt, because as long as you let that system, the world system, control you, you will never be able to leave an inheritance, not even for yourself, much less for your grandchildren. Let's go to the next couple of verses. We're going to finish 20 through 25 tonight, and then we're going to quit. A poor person's farm may produce much food, but injustice sweeps it all away. In other words, if you're not walking in obedience to God's word, if you're not just, it don't matter how much you make. It's all going to go away. If you refuse to discipline your children, it proves you don't love them. How many people don't love their children? A bunch of them, obviously. You know, I was in the airport the other day in Orlando, and I watched a couple with a couple little children, especially this one that comes sat down right in front of us. And the mother first, the little guy, he wanted to crawl all over the place, wanted to get his bottle out of the deal and throw it around and everything, take the top off, pour the milk out on the floor and everything else, you know. And she's not telling him, don't do that, put the lid back on, come up, sat in my lap. Immediately gets in her lap, he starts kicking, screaming, he wants down, so she lets him down. He's crawling under the seat and everything else, and then Daddy comes by, he picks him up, he's kicking and screaming, he wants this and that. Not one time did anybody ever say, I mean what I say. Sit down here with me and be quiet. And when he moves and says, did you hear what I said? I'm in charge here, not you. Now you do what I say. It's amazing how they understand that. But you can talk all you want to, and if you never follow through with real discipline, they learn real quick, you're a liar. Amen. And then they're going to be in control and not you. And you're going to raise a little hellion you ain't going to like. Amen. If you refuse to discipline your children, it proves you don't love them. Somebody said, I could never spank my daughter. Well, then you're going to raise, you don't love her. I could never discipline my son. You don't love him. Amen. You don't love him. If you love your children, you will be prompt to discipline them. Don't wait. I heard Dr. James Dawson teach on this one time. And he said, you know, there's a little thing right here on the shoulder. And he said, for you mothers, when your little son gets completely out of sorts and you spank him and nothing else works, reach up and get him on the shoulder right there and pinch that place right there real hard until he goes down on his knees and said, now have I got your attention, son? And he said, well, how long should we do this? How big do they have to get before I don't get them? He said, if you can't reach it, it's too late. I remember taking a busload of children from Lakeland Baptist Church down to Waco to a football game. I was driving the bus, and there was probably 10 of these little boys. I imagine there was 8, 9, 10. And one of them just got, he was just messing up everybody. He was just creating chaos in the bus. I spoke to him 4 or 5 times. I called him. I said, son, sit down back there and stop hitting the other boys. We sat down for a minute, and then he's up hitting another one. After about the 5th time, I pulled off the side of the road and stopped. And when I turned around, I walked back there to him, and I reached up and I grabbed him right there, just like I heard Dr. Dawson say, and he went down screaming, and I was putting the pressure on him. I said, "Did you hear what I said?" "Yes, yes, yes, Mr. Scrimger, I heard you, I heard you." I said, "Well, why didn't you obey me?" I don't know, but I promise I will." And I said, "Oh!" I said, "Now I'm going to let you up, but if you do that again, that's only just a very little tiny example of what I'm going to do to you next time. Do you hear me, son?" And that little boy sat down, and I'm telling you, we went all the way through the football game and all the way back home. He was a good boy. I got his attention. Now, why did I have to do that to him? Because obviously his mother and daddy didn't never do nothing like that at home. And when they spoke, he knew they lied to him. And he thought I was going to be just like them. But he found out I wasn't like them. And do you know when that boy got grown? This had been years ago. That boy walks up to me in my presence this day. He still respects me. I got his attention when he was about 10 years old. If you don't get your attention when you're young, it's going to be too late when they get grown. You can't change them when they get past 18 or 20. It's settled in, and they're going to be like that. If you don't discipline when they're little, forget it. Forget it. Let's go to verse 25, Dave, and we'll quit. The godly eat to their heart's content. Well, I'll have to say that's a true statement. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Keith will agree with that one. The godly eat to their heart's content, but the belly of the wicked goes hungry. In other words, what God's trying to say, if you're obedient, He'll bless you with all the food. You won't ever have to beg bread. Now, don't be a pig, you know, and pig out, you know. You don't have to overeat, you know. I mean, if alone, when our belly is full, that's all we need, right? You know. I mean, we got up this morning and we didn't eat breakfast or anything. We had to go out close to Lubbock, and so we jumped in the airplane and we took off and we went out there and met them. I told the guy, I said, "We will do our best to be there at 11:30. So we planned everything, and of course on the way out there we had to stop and circle a piece of property we wanted to look at. That took about 2 or 3 minutes extra. But when we landed and pulled up to the, he was sitting there, and I looked at my watch, and it was exactly 11:30. I walked over, and I said, "Man, this is airline scheduling." I mean, I said, "We're right on the numbers today." And so we went all through everywhere and everything and did everything we're going to do, come back, got on the airplane. We finally got back home at 3 o'clock this afternoon. And when we did, sure was, she had called to Yesha before we left, said, "If there's any of that spaghetti and meat sauce left, save it for us." I told her, I said, "No, honey, what we had last night at the restaurant, yesterday at the restaurant." "Oh," she said, "that's right. I had meatloaf and I had a chicken fried steak. And it was just a senior size, but it was way more than we could eat. I ate half of mine and she ate half of hers. And we put it in a to-go bag or box and took it home. And today we finished a senior meal." You know, there was people in that restaurant that were eating not a senior meal, a normal meal, with 3 sides instead of 2, and they ate everything. And I looked at the table right beside us that was eating like that, and the 3 men that was on this side, the chairs are these size, and there was this much meat hanging off each side. When God says the godly eat to their heart's content, I don't think He means to eat that much. I'm serious. We need to take care of this temple. I mean, you can eat if you want to, but I can assure you, you will not enjoy life near as much if you're 100 pounds overweight. You just won't enjoy it, and there'll be things you want to do that you will not be able to do when you're 100 pounds overweight. And one of them, that if you want to go flying with me and you're 100 or 200 pounds overweight, I can't take you. You know, I can't take you flying. There's a limitation on weight you can put in small airplanes. You know, and like that little 150 we fly in, it was designed to carry 2 adult people that weigh no more than 170 pounds. So what if I weighed 300 pounds? We're already overweight. You know, almost, so I can only go in the airplane by myself. Well, what if I had another friend, and it was Dave, and he weighed 300 pounds, and me and him go out there to get in this 150? It ain't going to fly. We're going to run to the end of the runway. We're going to crash. Somebody said, but it's a two-place airplane. Yeah, two-place if you weigh 170 pounds each. You know, not if you weigh 300 pounds each. Is that right, Dave?
Yes, sir.
You know. So we have to be careful who we take. You know, there is people that I cannot take in my airplane. You know, I know people right now personally that weigh 400 and 500 pounds. You know that? 400 and 500 pounds. I couldn't take them for a ride in my airplane. There ain't no way. Even my big one. You know, if I did, they'd have to be the only one in there besides me. Now, the godly eat to their heart's content. So don't take that out of context. Don't go home and say, I'm godly. I can just stuff all I want to. No, he means what he's going to let you eat to satisfy you. But, you know, don't eat extra. But he also says the belly of the wicked goes hungry. Now then, when people are running around here that are hungry, what does that tell you about them? What if they can't find a job and they can't find money and they can't get nothing? There's something wrong. They're wicked. The Lord says the just or the righteous will never beg bread. You know, if we're righteous, he's going to provide a job for you every day. Right, Keith?
Yes, sir.
You ain't going to have to go out and worry about begging bread. He's going to put money in the bank for you.
Amen.
You know, hey, I decide I want to go somewhere and do something this weekend. Hey, you got money in the bank to do it.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Yeah, but you work hard. And you're godly. You're serving the King.
Yes, sir.
And so he'll do that for anybody and everybody that'll love him and serve him. Now, Father, we just finished chapter 13 of Proverbs, and we thank you for all these things you've said in here. Lord, we take these all to heart and know that this is you, and you mean every one of these things. And, Lord, we want to be obedient to please you and be about your business. So, Lord, we want to be wise. We want to be humble. We want to work with you. We want to walk with you, the only wise man that was ever here on the earth, so we can become just like you. Lord, we just want to be obedient and be about your business. We want to be able to lead people into the kingdom. We want to have knowledge and wisdom from the Word. We want to be able to give good advice to those that need it. And Lord, thank you for blessing us and prospering us and giving us all that we need so that we do have plenty to eat at home. And Lord, and help us that we will eat the right amounts of everything so we will not be overweight, so that we can be the way you planned us to be. And Lord, that we might be the individuals that can bless others in whatever needs they have. And I praise you and thank you for this evening. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.